The Super Bowl may be well behind us, but the Israeli equivalent is still a week away. That's right. There is a football league in the Holy Land, and it's wrapping up its fourth season. The Israel Bowl is scheduled to be played next Friday, as Only a Game's John Kalish reports the Israel Football League may be an amateur league, but it's beginning to attract followers.
Israelis have been playing in a flag football league for 22 years. But back in 2007, after it was learned that some diehards had been playing tackle football without shoulder pads and other protective equipment, the IFL was born. It began with just four teams, but as access to the internet expanded, so too has football's fan base in Israel. Jerusalem has just a few American-style sports bars, and because it's in a time zone 7 hours later than the eastern U.S., one of them stays open till Monday morning so fans can watch the Sunday night NFL games. Here's how an Israeli football referee named Yoram Leshem puts his love of the game.
My best holiday of the year is the Super Bowl.
During a week in February when 20,000 people turn out for a soccer game in Tel Aviv, about two dozen football fans are scattered in the stands at a Tel Aviv University athletic field on a rainy Friday morning. It's a home game for the Tel Aviv Pioneers.
Pioneers on three. One, two, three.
Pioneers!
The 20-year-old coach of the Tel Aviv Pioneers is a Texan named Eddie Kirk, who didn't know the league existed until he was tipped off by guards at the U.S. Embassy, where his father works. Coach Kirk, who is pursuing a degree in coaching studies, wears a suit, tie, and Argyle sneakers. The boyish-looking coach refers to the Tel Aviv University athletic field as our house. But most of the fans in the stands seem to be visiting from the city of Haifa in northern Israel.
Come on, Haifa!
Haifa! Come on, take it in! We want a touchdown! Let's go! Woo!
My name is Nancy Brown. My husband and I sponsored the Real Housing Haifa Underdogs, and we are thrilled to be playing American football in Israel. There's nothing like it.
Mrs. Brown is well-versed in the peculiarities of Israeli football, which is currently played with eight-man teams on fields that are just 60 yards long and 40 yards wide. In this league, the teams prefer to run rather than kick during point-after attempts, much to the bemusement of Brown.
In Israeli football, you get 2 points for running, and nobody kicks. We have a whole country full of soccer players that don't know how to kick a football.
Teenagers as young as 16 can play in the Israeli Football League against men in their early 30s. Some of the players are veterans of the Israeli Army's elite combat units. One of the stars of the league is the quarterback of the Jerusalem Lions, who happens to be the son of the Army Chief of Staff. The Tel Aviv Pioneers include a farmer and a university administrator named Tal Murdoch.
This is my third year in the league, which is a veteran in this league.
Now, you're a big guy. How big are you?
I am 6 feet, 6'1". In pounds, I'm around the solid 300.
That's 300 of muscle, baby!
Yeah, baby.
Uriel Sturm is the sports editor of the Jerusalem Post. He also serves as the league's commissioner.
Our teams aren't 60-man rosters. They're more 35, 40-man rosters. And as the game builds, we'd like to transition into the 11-on-11 game and into 100-yard fields. A lot of our players, this is their first experience in football. And so they don't really realize that they're playing on a smaller field. They don't realize that there's three people missing from the field because to them, the fundamentals of football are still being learned. And I don't think there'll be that much of a crazy transition when we switch to 11-on-11.
Sturm says the switch to 11-man squads and 100-yard playing fields will likely take place in the season that begins in the fall of 2012. In the meantime, the 60-yard-long field, he says, will continue to result in high-scoring Israeli football games.
Look, if you get a kickoff that's returned 20 yards, they're starting their drive on the 30-yard line, which is our midfield, then they just have to drive 30 yards for a touchdown. So you'll see a lot higher-scoring games.
Defense! 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 Defense!
IFL officials claim interest in the game among Israelis is rising. The league now has 8 teams, double the number it started with in 2007. Some of these squads have Arab or Palestinian players. There are Palestinian athletes, originally from Colorado, playing on the Judean Rebels, one of the teams in the championship next week. One American who plays on the Rebels says Jewish players have visited their Palestinian teammates in Ramallah, and that having them on the team has been an eye-opening experience. The championship game next week will be played in Israel's only football stadium, which is in Jerusalem and was built by Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. He was in Israel this week on a trade junket. Kraft Stadium has a capacity of about 1,100, a humble beginning for a sport that has a long way to go. Again, IFL referee Yoram Leshem.
We are still very amateur. I mean, none of us could really match up for going to play in Europe or in colleges in the U.S. But because the coaches are from the league itself and not guys that came from America to help us with that, they don't have the basics. So we learn it from TV, from what we see in the NFL. We learn plays, we learn techniques, a little bit of the mechanics, but no one really gets the proper coaching that we aspire to get.
The coaching may be lacking, but at least Israelis will be exposed to American-style football at an earlier age. A high school league with 5 teams began in January. Israel Football League president Steve Leibowitz has a modest goal for the future of football in the Holy Land.
I think the level of play is growing every season. We will be, let's say, the level of a decent high school team in the United States, but that's about all we can achieve at the moment. Eventually, I'd like to see our best players go to college in the U.S., pick up some NCAA experience, and then a decade from now, maybe we'll see our first Israeli in the NFL.
One veteran of the Israeli Football League is back in the U.S. where he had a very good season with a Long Island high school team this year. Neve Sultan, a 6'4" defensive end who turned down scholarship offers from Syracuse and UConn, will play for Harvard in the fall. For Only a Game, I'm John Kalish.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Ferrati. Our intern is Mark Filippino. And we had help this week from Jeremy Bernfeld. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view our photo galleries, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, listen to archived shows and stories, or learn more about our weekly music selections, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from our own Charlie Pierce.
I'm rewinding.
Boy, that's a look behind the curtain, isn't it? I apologize for that. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at mecfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.